Top Republicans have denounced Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle. They're angry over remarks he made Monday before a labor group and which Morning Edition broadcast yesterday. Daschle criticized President Bush with the nation on the verge of war. The South Dakota Democrat was reacting to the president's decision to abandon diplomatic efforts at the United Nations and stop pursuing a new resolution authorizing war against Iraq. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The comment that set off the furor among Republicans was made by Daschle several hours after the U.S. pulled the plug on its drive for the 9 votes needed at the U.N. Security Council for another resolution. Daschle declared he was saddened.
Saddened that this president failed so miserably at diplomacy that we're now forced to war. Saddened that we have to give up one life because this president couldn't create the kind of diplomatic effort that was so critical for our country.
Daschle could be faulted for not acknowledging that the administration's final diplomacy was in fact focused on going to war. But Republican leaders had other complaints in the condemnations they issued throughout the day yesterday. Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert said Daschle's words may not undermine the president or give comfort to the country's adversaries, but, quote, they come mighty close. Majority Leader Bill Frist, a strong ally of the president, rose on the Senate floor to say how disappointed he was in what he called the intemperate and ill-chosen words of criticism directed at the president. Then he added,
I thank the Lord that at this moment of testing, this great nation is led by this great leader.
House Majority Leader Tom DeLay issued a statement asking whether Daschle was the official hatchet man for Democrats or just a taxpayer-funded pundit. And addressing him in French, DeLay added, Fermez la bouche, Monsieur Daschle. In plain English, shut up, Mr. Daschle. For Pennsylvania Republican Senator Rick Santorum, Daschle was articulating the French position and responding in a partisan way in an area where he said there should be no partisanship.
Particularly when our troops are about to step off. It was unfortunate, it was disappointing, it was uncalled for, and I hope he thinks better of it and retracts his statement.
But Daschle refused to back down.
Well, I stand by my statement.
What's more, Daschle said he didn't know if anyone in the country could view what's been seen so far as a diplomatic success.
A diplomatic success is getting other countries to pay 90% of the costs incurred. All of that happened in 1991. None of that is happening in the year 2003.
Daschle also stressed that as a veteran himself, he fully stood by the U.S. troops deployed in the Persian Gulf.
But I do think we have to be honest and open in a democracy. I think to do anything less is unpatriotic, and I'm going to continue to speak out where I think I have a responsibility to do so.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi came to Daschle's defense, citing the admonition of the Senate's late Mr. Republican, Robert Taft of Ohio, shortly after the Pearl Harbor attack. Criticism in time of war, Taft said, is essential to the maintenance of any kind of democratic government. Daschle is being patriotic, Pelosi argued, insisting it's Republican leaders who are being partisan. Even Democrats who support the administration's campaign to topple Saddam Hussein, such as Indiana Senator Evan Bayh, say Republicans unduly overreacted to Daschle.
I think in some respects his comments were blown out of proportion to score political points by people who were accusing him of attempting to score political points. But that's Washington for you.
It may well be that with the country at war, Washington will also be a city divided between those who insist the president deserves deference as commander-in-chief and those like Daschle who insist that democracy thrives on criticism. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.